Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually. Oh, yeah.
And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams, available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is the Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hello, Mr. Guinea.
Hello, Trista Sutter, nay, Ren.
I mean, seriously, can you please stop doing that?
Well, I get to say it again today. I get to say Dean Bell, nay, Ungalert. I even saw it in the thing I read today. It was awesome. I'm like, hey, that's my thing. I always say that about Trista. How have you been, so buddy? Funny. I missed you.
Good. Life has been crazy. Coda is right in the background. I don't know if you can see him. Coda,
it's blurry, but I see something cute.
It's blurry. Anyway, puppy life is like newborn life, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of making sure that he is not chewing on anything he shouldn't be.
I deal with that every day with Blake. I understand.
I mean, right? So, yes, it's a little crazy right now. So if I seem distracted, that's what's going on, because Ryan is at work and the kids are at school. So I understand.
I, too. So my family, we just got back from Mexico. We were on a trip to Mexico. It was amazing, by the way. I had a great time. Yes. Got home. And then Canyon had to hop on a plane to L.A. the very next day. So I've been on daddy duty, you know, with very little assistance, and the both boys got sick. So that's been fun.
Oh no.
Yeah. They're just like a little headache, a little flush. So I'm just, you know, trying to overly hydrate them, and, you know, yeah, I'm keeping an eye on the situation. I watched a lot of ER back in the day, so I think I'm pretty good here.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're if I need a doctor's assistance, doctor. I'll give it to myself. I'll give myself
back
a, and I stayed at the Holiday Inn last night. So I feel great. But yeah, no, it's going well. Everything's great. And you know, I've missed my co-host, my partner in crime. So I think you look great time. Before you even say it. You look beautiful. So
yeah.
Don't even try that.
Four finger forehead. I think I've told you that story. Maybe it's a 5-finger forehead now because maybe it's receding. I don't know.
That was Ryan's version of a compliment once, wasn't it?
No. Is what that was ever a compliment?
I thought that's what you said. What was a forehead?
No. So this was in, I think, high school or college. I went to the hairstylist and I was like, I want to grow out my bangs because I had bangs at the time. And she pulls up my bangs and she goes, nope, 4-finger forehead. You should not grow out your
Oh my God. I'd be like, new hairstylist. Goodbye, Bo Rix. I'm done with
you. Yeah, I didn't go back to her anymore.
Goodbye, Supercuts. I'm out of here.
Anyway, but yeah, life has been good. It has been, it was a little crazy a few weeks ago. I don't know if you saw this story. So Coda does want to say hi. He's in my lap.
Oh, hi, Coda.
Hi, Coda. Hi, bud. You're biting on me, I know.
Oh, he's a cutie.
Yeah, he's getting big. Anyway, so I was at my friend's and I felt like my eye was droopy or it was blurry or something was weird. And, you know, we had just got the puppy. And so I thought maybe I have like one of his hairs in my eye and I'm allergic. Anyway, so I'm like, I'm going to get home and wash my face. So just put eye drops in, whatever. So I get home and wash my face and I'm looking in the mirror and my pupil on my right side is dilated, not the left one, just the right one, like really dilated. Wow. And I thought, okay, that's really strange. Like, you know, Mr. Medical Doctor who got his degree from ER.
Yes, that'd be me. Yeah, go ahead. I'm working on a diagnosis as we speak.
So I just thought, you know, that's when the EMTs or paramedics come up and they shine a light or doctors shine a light in your eye and like try to figure out if they're equal and reactive or equally reactive or whatever it is. And it was definitely unequal. So Ryan called one of his EMT friends who supposedly is like one of the smartest guys he knows in that world. And he was like, I wouldn't worry about it unless she has other symptoms. And I really didn't have anything else going on besides like a minor headache. And then, of course, I go to Dr. Google because that's what I do.
Canyon does that too. Yep. Never a good thing.
No, I know. But in this case, like in all other cases, I feel like it's usually, well, this could be wrong with you or this could be wrong with you or whatever could be wrong with you, right? It has like a list of things that could be wrong. On this one website, Cleveland Clinic, that is like legit. It said, if you are experiencing, and it's called anisocoria when you have one dilated pupil. If you're experiencing anisocoria, go to your primary or the emergency room right now. You could be experiencing an aneurysm or a stroke. And I was like,
oh my God,
it's never, Dr. Google has never told me to go to the emergency room right now.
Right. I wouldn't even tell you to do that.
Right. I mean, it was like, oh gosh, what really is going on? Like I, you know, usually it'll say, oh, you could have a brain tumor or you could have this or that or whatever. But in this instance, it said, go to the emergency room. And of course, once I knew that and Ryan knew that, neither of us could say we can't go. Cause then what if I really did have an aneurysm or a stroke? So tell the kids, go to the emergency room. They did a CAT scan and they put, like kind of like painted my eyeball to see if it was had an abrasion on it. And then everything checked out. So I guess it was just a fluke as per usual in my case. I feel like everything I've ever experienced, I had that seizure, you know, years ago. All these other things, I feel like I am always the rare person who you just have no idea why she's experiencing.
Just randomly happened. Yeah. Well, thank God it was just random, though. I mean, that could have been, I mean, man, that's nothing to mess around about either. So I get it. I would have been rushing myself or whoever to the hospital, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it can be scary. So I feel like just, you know, word to anyone listening, just listen to your body. And if it turns out to be nothing, that's awesome. But
yeah,
if it turns out to be something, because I did have someone reach out on Instagram afterwards, and they told me a story about how a friend of theirs died from an aneurysm. And I think that was the only symptom she had as well. So like, jeez, just listen to your body, because you never know.
Exactly. And if you're fortunate enough to have health insurance, which I know, you know, you do, and I do, it's like, so it's a little it's probably a decent or sizable copay to go to the ER, but it's better safe than sorry. You know what I mean? It's definitely better, you know, to go there and just get it checked out and feel comfortable. Cause I mean, that would be scary, especially if it was that discernible of a difference. I would be stressed out. The headache threw me when you said it was a headache. I'm like, oh man. Okay. Now you gotta.
And they did say in the ER, are you having a headache? And I said, yeah, I've been having a headache for a little while, but it's not that bad. And they were like, okay, well, if it was the worst headache of your life, that's when we really worry. But since it's really nothing, then we're not going to worry. So anyway, everything is good. So I think after that happened, I got this book in the mail. I think it was after, maybe it had been before. Molly Mesnick and Desiree and I were sitting at the wedding, at the Golden Bachelor wedding, just chatting. And we were talking about how Molly found out about this book that she wanted to order from Amazon have Jason, actually, because Jason handles all of their money and their accounts and, you know, like whatever, the passwords to everything, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
And she's like, I need to write all this stuff down, because what if something does happen to Jason? And I was thinking the same. Like, I do pretty much all of that for our family. And I feel like if I wasn't around, Ryan would, you know, be SOL. So Molly told me about this book on Amazon, and I ordered it, and it came, and I had it sitting on the kitchen island, and Max came in and kind of was looking around, and he starts to go down to his room. And he was like, Mom, are you okay? Like, is everything okay? Well, the title of the book is I'm Dead, Now What? He was like, are you okay? Like, is everything fine? Are you dying? You know,
That's funny. Anyway,
he didn't say that until I realized that he saw it. And so I went up to him and I was like, dude, did you just see that book? Are you freaking out because you think that like something's happening to me? I promise nothing's happening. I'm really healthy.
That's funny. I'm surprised. I mean, my experience with Max was, so I'm surprised he reacted at all given my encounter with him.
Right. You know,
you're like, hey Max, this is my ex-boyfriend. What's up? I got one of these, like a, I only think I got a what's up. That's got,
Yeah, he's better about talking these days, but it was pretty comical. So there are these books on Amazon. They're all different like covers, and it just says, I'm dead, now what? So you have all of your information, you know?
You know, it's funny. That does make you think though. I mean, I always try to, especially when it's like you get such mixed signals from everything. So they're like, you know, don't write your passwords down.
Totally.
Anywhere, or keep it near your computer, because then blah blah blah. So it's like, what the hell am I supposed to do then? You know. So I literally do though. I write everything down. I do.
Yes.
So,
same.
Yeah, I'd be the easiest. Yep. You know, I guess I'm putting it out there for anyone listening to the podcast. If you really want to rob someone and have an easy go of it, come to my house, because I all my passwords are right here. No, just kidding. I will hide them now.
Just kidding. You know, just here they are.
Just kidding. Yeah, I'm not. Here they are. They're over here. Don't take a picture of it.
So funny. But, oh my god. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I remember that at the wedding, because at the Golden Wedding, I remember that, how fun it was at that table that we were, oh wait, that's right, I wasn't invited. Rude. I just read something and it was like, and at the wedding where, you know, so many people from the Bachelor Nation family were there, and I'm like, I thought it was more exclusive. And that's why I wasn't invited. So there was that many people there? I mean, they were like randoms who were like the first ones voted off on, you know, Bachelor Winter Games in 1984. They're there, not me.
Oh, no.
Thanks,
I'm
Gary.
Sorry. I would have invited you if I could.
Thank you. Well, I did get to go to the bachelor wedding of all time, Trista and Ryan. And so I was at that one.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
And guess what? None of those people were at that wedding. So there.
That's
ha-ha.
True. That's true.
I was. Yeah. You're the only one in this conversation that was at both. They weren't even born yet, but that's okay. That's all right. They wouldn't have been invited anyway. Because there would have been babies and it was a no kid wedding. So there. No, I'm just kidding. That, well, I think that's awesome. I love that you guys all still have such a good friendship.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean. So it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I guess in the headlines, if you want to switch gears to the headlines, I guess there was something that happened after after Golden Wedding or during Golden Wedding, I hear that Dean realized that Caitlin unfollowed him, and because I guess she tagged him in something, and then he looked at her account just to see, and he was like, oh, she doesn't follow me, so I'm going to unfollow her.
I think this is the modern day, yeah, it's a modern day version of throwing shade.
Yeah,
you know, true. It's like, yeah. I laughed when we were talking about this earlier. I wouldn't even know if someone had unfollowed me or not. I'd be like, hey. And then I heard in that same article, he talks about muting. And I'm like, what does that mean? I've never muted.
We're having a Bob Guinea lesson today.
We really are. I'm learning so much about my social media accounts.
Yeah. No, you definitely can mute people. I most definitely mute people if I'm just over what they're posting. Not even people that are in the public eye, just, you know, yeah. Friends who I'm like, are you kidding? Like, could we just not talk about politics in every single post? Yeah. And, you know, like, I'm like,
yeah.
Just please come on or whatever.
I did this old fashioned thing. I had conversations with people that were doing that. And I was like, can we not have a, you know, every post of yours be political? Because even though I may or may not agree with it,
yeah,
it really pigeonholes you. It makes you look like so one dimensional. Oh. And it's totally. Like, but it's always like, you know, the thing that I always find interesting, and I don't really ever talk about my politics, but so everyone kind of guesses what they think I am, and they're always wrong.
Really?
Oh yeah. Well, because I mean, I'll tell you the secret later, but the secret is, I can't tell you on this. We'll just keep it between us, right. And I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But no, it's funny because literally they'll say, you know, well, for all my right wing friends out there, for all my left wing friends out there,
yeah.
And it's always something like, you know, it's like when people open a sentence with, hey, well, no offense.
I know.
Here comes an offense, right? So it's like, come on, guys. Like, let's not even get that dialogue going. Let's just stop it. Let's shut it down. And let's just, you know, let's just bring some kindness back into this world and,
totally agree.
You know, get somebody in office who can, you know, make sure we're not going broke and going to war and all that good stuff. And everybody's being treated well. And
I mean, I wish there was a person out there. I don't think there is.
Well, it's become such a tough gig. I mean, you know, could you imagine? I mean, I'm sure, you know, I can't even imagine the scrutiny that you go through.
Oh, no.
Running for public office at this point.
No way. No one wants to do it. I wouldn't want, mm-hmm. I mean, not that I ever have wanted to do it, but I feel like anyone in politics, you've got to be crazy.
I actually used to want to. Isn't that weird?
Did you?
Like I actually, when I was much younger, I always thought, man, I think I could do some good. Because I like, you know, when I have people who disagree on stuff, I work really hard to make them find common ground. Like it's just, I've always been a people pleaser in that regard. But my brother-in-law and I actually, when we were in Mexico, had this conversation. And I was like, you know, I think it's become so difficult because if you are someone who is more moderate, you know, to, you know, all the far-reaching political spectrum, if you're someone who's kind of a lot more moderate, I don't know that you can get elected anymore. Because I think at the end of the day, you almost have to play to one side or the other to get that support, you know?
That's sad. Yeah. I wish there was somebody who did have a lot more common ground. Yeah. So we can be united, I guess.
Win with Guinea in 2026. Just kidding.
Yes.
That's my political call. But yeah, I haven't learned to mute, but I'm gonna figure out how to do that. Cause it looks like that's what Dean said, was that he was saying that he muted her or something like that.
No, he was saying, he actually said he muted Ashley, and she was like, what? Excuse me. Because he was doing his podcast with Jared,
right?
Talking, and he said he muted Ashley. Which, you know, he said if you don't mute certain people, then their content shows up before anybody else's. Like constantly, you can favorite someone or star them. I think I have like Ryan favorited, and my kids, and you know, my family or whatever.
Of course.
So, you can mute, you can favorite, you can, but the algorithm is so freaking confusing, and certain people just show up constantly for you if you don't mute them. So I get that too. I feel like sometimes I just need a break from certain people.
Sure. Sure, yeah, I get it. But you know what's interesting? It's like some people are so good at social media. Like Dean is one of them. Dean and
yeah,
I'm sure Caitlin and you know, to a degree. I mean, I would say probably Ashley. They're all so good at that. That you know, they understand the nuances that you know do things. And I mean, clearly, I don't. I mean, I basically you know. I take videos of my kids and myself and, you know, that's about it. There's no messaging going on in there, you know?
That's okay. That is okay. You can continue to do that too.
I use it more like a photo album.
Oh yes. No, you should. Especially as a dad. I just feel like it kind of comes with the territory. Like, I don't know if there's like this unwritten pressure, if you will, like peer pressure to follow people in Bachelor Nation when you're part of Bachelor Nation. Like if you're disconnected from it, like I know Molly stepped away from social media for a while. So, and like she went to the Golden Wedding. She was like, please tell me who all these people are. I have no idea. So, you know, there are people who like step away, but if you're doing stuff with them, I feel like there's kind of like this unwritten rule that you kind of have to follow people, but I, you know, I'll get excited and I'll be like, oh yeah, I want to follow so-and-so because I love watching them. And then I'm like, we really don't have anything in common. And I highly doubt that they're really excited to see my content too. So
I'm sure there's nobody out there clamoring to, you know, to jump on the Bob Guinea bandwagon on Instagram by any stretch. But, you know, it's funny. I will say, like, I know what you mean. I mean, I remember after Chris and Lauren's wedding, you know, and that was the first time I was around a lot of those people. And I really had such a wonderful time. I mean, you and I've talked about it. It was like such a great time. And it was such a great group of people and such a great mix of people. And I ended up following a ton of people that weekend that, you know, I hadn't met previously. And so once I did, I'm like, hey, my new best friends, you know? And I loved it. I mean, and I really did. I really loved, you know, that experience. And I've loved all the iHeart experiences where I've gotten to know more people so much better. And, you know, so I mean, from that perspective, that you're right. I think there is kind of like an unwritten rule, but it's also from my perspective, it's also one of those things where it's just like, man, I just spent the weekend with these people and I had so much fun. I just want to, you know, keep in touch with them, you know, and it's a nice way to do it. It's a nice way to keep in touch and just sort of, you know, scroll through and go, oh, that's what Dean and Caitlin are doing today. That's fun, you know, or whatever it might be. So, but I can still say that, you know, I think it's really funny, the topic of conversation there on that, you know, well, and I had her muted anyway. So I was like, okay, I'll just unfollow her. I think that's just pretty funny. But Caitlin's in the news a lot with us.
I don't think you can see that people have muted you. I think he just told Jared that he had muted Ashley. Because then I don't think people would mute other people because then you could see that they muted you. You know, some people, instead of unfollowing, they'll do the muting thing so that they don't get called out for unfollowing.
I do remember. Okay. I just realized I caught myself in a little bit of a fib there. I do recall finding out someone had blocked me.
Oh, blocked you. Like that's a whole level.
Oh yeah. Next level. So, it was a friend of mine. No, not from the franchise. Oh, this is years and years and years ago, but it was, well, not too many years ago, I guess, but I was still living in LA. So it was probably like 2012, 2013, 2014, right when Instagram was kind of like a new thing. I guess that's when that was. I don't even know when it began. But I remember my buddy's girlfriend.
Okay.
He dumped her and she thought it was because of my influence, I guess. And so I was like, what she didn't know was I was actually like trying to, you know, broker some peace there. Like I was like, you know, oh no, she's great. Yeah. She can be a little crazy, but you know, she's awesome or whatever. And I liked a picture of hers on Instagram and it wouldn't accept my like, it wouldn't accept my heart. And I'm like, wait, what the hell's going on here? And I must have hit it like 10 times. And then finally, I'm like, oh my God, how am I the villain here? I didn't do anything wrong. And I'll never forget it. So that's the one time I remember knowing at that moment that someone had either, you know, they had a beef with me, I guess, on the Instagram there. And it pissed me off.
How could you have a beef with you? I don't know.
I know. I was so hurt by it. And then I felt like I had to redeem myself somehow and validate that it wasn't my fault. So I was like going out of my way to figure out ways to, you know, get some type of content to this person to let them know that I was on her side, you know.
Aww. Pretty stupid.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket. You know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the diaper stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Another headline is Chris and Lauren just announced that they have a new show coming up, which is crazy. Yes. I mean, I love it. I love that they've got, you know, all these, what do you call them? Irons in the fire. But what I want to know is, he said something about, like, I heard it was a morning show and then I heard it was a dating show. And I'm like, really? Don't you think that his contract would have said, like, you can't do dating shows?
You know, I mean, it sounds like it's not, it sounds like it's two separate shows, right? Oh, sounds like there's, what I understand Yeah, from what I understand, there's one show, like a talk show with Lauren and Chris.
Got it.
And then the other show is a spin on your conventional dating show. And so, yeah, I kind of knew a bunch of stuff was percolating, but I didn't know where it was going or what was happening. And I thought the announcement was pretty great. You know, you talk about someone whose content is incredibly entertaining. I think Lauren Zima, to me, is someone who I follow her and I will literally just sit there and just laugh at if sitting in my seat, and Kanye will say, "What are you laughing about?" I'm like, "Lauren posted this," and we'll both watch it and just laugh because we just love her so much. You know, she's just such an adorable person. And I just find her so funny and her takes on things are just, you know, she just has like kind of like no filter and just this cute way of handling herself. And I adore it. So I'm so happy for them. And I think it's going to be awesome for them. And, but yeah, you know, it is interesting. You would guess, that, you know, but maybe the way things went down, you know, they didn't have the, ability to put that in there for him. He could do whatever he wanted, you know, I'm sure. Yeah.
I mean, but I think it's awesome. I agree with you about Lauren. And I think it's going back to social media. Like, she is one that never pops up for me, even though I anytime Chris will, I'm following her and Chris will post something or repost something from her and I'll go look at it and be like, why didn't this show up? Like, I don't understand why she doesn't show up for me, but it's just the stupid algorithm. I need to go actually look at her stuff actively, because you're right. She is freaking hysterical, but I'm really excited about the show. They are such a good team and
they are.
I mean, they can banter, they can, you know, be supportive, they can do all the things. I think it's going to be a huge success.
I think so too. If I can send positive vibes, I'm sending them. It's like, I want it to be a huge success. And I think, you know, partnering up with a fellow Texan doesn't hurt Chris at all either. Right. He's partnered up with Dr. Phil and, you know, Merit Media and that's pretty huge. So that good for huge. Them, man. I was very happy to read that.
It's funny because when I don't know if I was sitting with Blakeslee when it was posted, but she was like, "Wait, why is Chris Harrison with Dr. Phil? Isn't he like a psychiatrist or something?" And I was like, "Oh no, he's not like going on Dr. Phil's show."
You're like, "Well, he's partnering with Dr. Phil."
Yes, exactly. I'm like, Dr. Phil is like, you know, has a big media company from what I understand. So,
I'm sure.
But it was
and
funny.
Chris is also sort of a psychotherapist as well. I mean, over the years, to most of us, at one point or another, I'm sure, provided you know, mental health and counsel. So there you go.
Yep, lots of that. That's for sure. Yeah.
I think I told you this story once, but it's one of my favorite stories about Dr. Phil. Well, actually, just one of my favorite stories in general. So this is a very, very, very long time ago. You had just gotten. Well, you were married. I don't know if you were pregnant at the time or not, but it was right after. I don't think you were yet because you didn't have. How long after you guys got married did you guys have Max?
It took us 2 years. So I think 3 years after. He was born in 2007. So we got pregnant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had just come off The Bachelor and it was Oprah's 50th birthday party. And I got invited and I was all excited to go. And I go and I was shocked again to be there. I'm like, I'm standing.
So
Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt were right here. Sitting, you know, I'm with like, you know, and there's Dr. Phil. And this is to date myself. This goes back to the day when the blue Blackberries were what everyone had. Remember those?
Yep.
And so I'm on mine, Dr. Phil. I was like, I don't even know what I was doing. Probably just like nervous energy because I'm around all these, you know, huge celebrities. And Dr. Phil standing right next to me goes, "Bob, do you know how to make the font bigger on this thing?" And I'm like, "Yes, I do, Dr. Phil." And first of all, I'm like, how the hell does he know me? I didn't even introduce myself yet. And so I was
that's
like,
amazing.
"Oh, sure, Dr. Phil." And so I remember I like helped him get his font size bigger on there. And it was just like one of those moments where in my life, in my head, I was like, yeah, here again, you know, Mr. I never take pictures of anything, you know, is my, like Canyon says to me, she's like, the pictures you could have had. I mean, you know, I'm like,
seriously.
I wasn't going to pull out my camera and be like, hey, Dr. Phil,
know,
you gotta, you
know,
let me hold up your blueberry or whatever the things are called. Your Blackberry. So I didn't do that at the time. But, you know, it's kind of funny. I always think of him because he was so nice. Like, he was just such a nice guy. And it was like a normal guy. Like, it was like, you know, this damn font thing. And, you know, it's like things that, you know, I don't know. I just always think of that as just kind of a pretty telling moment.
It's just like an everyday moment that just so happened to be happening with Dr. Phil.
Exactly. Yeah. you know, as I'm in a, you know, talks at Oprah's 50th
birthday. Right. Exactly. Full of celebrities. Yeah.
Oh my God. So cool. That party in and of itself. I remember another awesome thing that happened to me there. And this is why Tom Hanks is one of my very favorite celebrities of all time. And, I was standing there and, literally just looking around this room, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, it was just the star-studded ensemble of people. And someone was like, you know, do you see anyone that you want to meet? And I go, oh my God, I'd love to meet Tom Hanks. He's like my favorite actor. I go, okay, well, let's walk over. So as we're walking over, and it was Alan Rakitin, actually, who was executive producer of Oprah at the time. She's like, well, let's go walk over. And as we're walking over, she goes, Tom, I want you to meet. And he goes, Bob! Rita, it's Bob! Oh my God! And I'm like, I literally could have like passed out. And what was incredible was I sat and talked to him for like half an hour, he and Rita, and I just loved them. But I've run into him probably maybe seven times over the course of the last several years. And every time I do, I'm always the guy that doesn't want to bug him. You know, like the situation is such. And so I'll just like, you know, like many times on the Today Show, you know, when I used to do the Today Show man panel and he would be there doing something for a new movie or whatever. And I'd see him and I'd be kind of on the other side of the room. And so I'd just be like, oh, I'm not going to bug him, you know, and he probably doesn't remember me anyway. And he would figure out a way. And this is just Tom Hanks, man. I'm telling you, he would figure out a way to come by. And as he'd be like walking past me, he would go, Oh my gosh, it's my old buddy Bob, who's too cool to say hi to his friend Tom. That's awesome. And I'd be like, no, that's not what I'm doing, I swear. It was like so funny. It just like always one of those things where the way he would do it was such a way that was like, I don't know, it just took the steam out of it in like a great way.
He's humble, yeah, totally.
Oh, he'd be like, oh yeah, just too cool to say hi to your old friend Tom, I get it. And I'm like, no, dude, I just didn't want to bug you. You know, you're so busy. You're, you know, surrounded by a bunch of people or whatever. And I love him for that, though. You know, he's just such a kind person.
Yeah, so, I love that.
I digress. I don't even know how we got stuck on that topic there, but Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil. Yep. Well, you know what? Coda sitting here whining at me. I'm thinking he might need to go outside because he's peed multiple times in this room, like accidentally. So I can take him out for a potty break.
There you go. Well, make sure you get a little needle and thread for that sweater because Coda is going to use it as a chew toy again if you're not careful.
Oh, man. It's one of my favorites too, but it's fine. It just comes with the territory. At least it wasn't like a big hole in my hand, although I have scratches all over the place. But it was so good to talk to you again. And
I know.
Hot out there. I wish we could do it more frequently, but I know during the season it's just, you know, Ashley and Ben have their thing. And so we'll just wait patiently.
We'll be waiting to plug and play when you need us, guys. Just make sure you keep on Instagramming and texting and computerizing and letting people know that you love the OGs so that we can keep coming on and talking to you.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.